What if the anxiety that wakes you at 3 a.m., the depression that colors every morning gray, or the habits you can't seem to break aren't permanent features of who you are? What if your brain is more like clay than concrete, constantly reshaping itself based on what you do, think, and practice? This isn't motivational fluff, it's neuroscience. Your roughly 100 billion neurons are forming and breaking connections right now as you read this, creating up to 10,000 potential partnerships each. The revolutionary insight isn't just that change is possible, it's that your brain is designed for it. Every thought you think, every action you take, every emotion you feel is either strengthening old neural highways or carving new ones. The question isn't whether your brain will change, it's whether you'll direct that change intentionally or let it happen by default. Rewiring your brain follows four steps. Focus activates your prefrontal cortex and signals what matters. Drive while chatting, and you'll remember the conversation but not the streets. Your brain encodes what you attend to. Effort is the metabolically expensive work of creating neural pathways. Brain scans light up during new learning, revealing the glucose burned. Learning feels hard because your brain conserves energy by following established routes. Effortlessness arrives when practice transforms struggle into flow. Learning to drive once required overwhelming coordination. Now you do it while planning dinner. Practiced skills need less neural firepower as pathways become efficient superhighways. Determination maintains what you've built. Neural pathways weaken without use, but reactivating old ones is easier than building new. Marley's impulsive reactions damaged relationships. She learned to pause before responding, activating her prefrontal cortex to override her amygdala. The first weeks demanded exhausting effort. After months, thoughtful responses became default, but only because determination kept her practicing until pathways solidified. Your racing heart isn't a character flaw. It's your amygdala doing its job. This almond-shaped structure acts as your brain's smoke detector, triggering cortisol when sensing danger. The problem? It can't distinguish between a charging bear and an awkward social situation. Chronic anxiety creates a vicious cycle. Sustained cortisol damages your hippocampus while hypersensitizing your amygdala, like a car alarm set so sensitive a falling leaf triggers it. Paradoxically, moderate anxiety optimizes learning. Too little and you're sluggish, too much and you're paralyzed. The fastest amygdala calmer? Your breath. Slow breathing activates your parasympathetic nervous system, lowering heart rate and mental arousal. The most powerful anxiety antidote is facing your fears. Avoidance feels like relief, but fertilizes anxiety. Every escape teaches your brain these situations are genuinely dangerous. Jane conquered public speaking terror through gradual exposure, friends, then small groups, then larger audiences. Each experience rewired her amygdala, transforming threat into manageable challenge. Depression reflects a measurable imbalance between your brain's hemispheres. Your left frontal lobe drives positive emotions and action, while your right processes negative feelings and passivity. In depression, the left underperforms while the right dominates, creating an attractor state that pulls every thought toward darkness. The counterintuitive solution? Act as if you feel good even when you don't. This activates your effort-driven reward circuit, connecting emotion, movement, and problem-solving centers. Even forcing a smile activates your left hemisphere. The right side of your face, controlled by your left brain, literally pulls your emotional state toward positivity. Light exposure matters profoundly. Darkness increases melatonin while reducing serotonin, explaining why seasonal affective disorder hits northern regions hard. Maximizing natural sunlight or using full-spectrum lights can shift your neurochemistry. Exercise functions as a powerful antidepressant through increased oxygen, improved circulation, and elevated norepinephrine, the same neurotransmitter some antidepressants target. Your left hemisphere also serves as your brain's storyteller. When new neighbors arrive, you can frame it as losing old friends or an interpersonal adventure. That narrative choice activates different neural pathways. Cognitive behavioral therapy leverages this by correcting distortions like catastrophizing, creating new neural connections rather than reinforcing negative emotional highways. Your memory isn't a filing cabinet. It's a living network of associations. Attention acts as the gateway, with your dorsolateral prefrontal cortex filtering what matters. When something meaningful occurs, neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and dopamine heighten attention while your hippocampus encodes it into long-term storage. Memory thrives on association. Eduardo, a San Francisco waiter, transformed his recall by assigning continents to tables and noting whether customers ordered dishes from their region. This geographical game dramatically improved his memory, increased his tips, and made work enjoyable. But memory requires fuel. Your brain uses glucose for energy, yet excessive sugar creates chaos. Crashes cause nervousness and fatigue, while chronic high sugar triggers stress hormones and correlates with depression worldwide. Brain chemistry depends on specific nutrients. Amino acids build neurotransmitters. Amino acids build calming GABA, tyrosine transforms into energizing dopamine, and choline from egg yolks creates memory-critical acetylcholine. Most crucial are essential fatty acids. Your brain is 60% fat, requiring omega-3s and omega-6s for optimal function. DHA keeps synaptic membranes flexible so neurotransmitter receptors work properly. Yet essential fatty acid consumption has plummeted 80% over the past century, with omega-6 to omega-3 ratios skewing from 1 to 1 to 31, a shift linked worldwide to depression. Exercise drives neuroplasticity by breaking stress feedback loops through muscle relaxation, increased brain oxygenation, and atrial natriuretic peptide production. Aerobic activity prevents even chemically induced panic attacks while activating brain-enhancing hormones like IGF-1, VEG, and FGF-2 that deliver glucose to neurons, build capillaries, and promote neurogenesis. Sleep consolidates memories, synthesizes proteins, and forms myelin, the insulation enabling efficient neural firing. 1 week of poor sleep increases appetite-stimulating ghrelin while decreasing leptin. To improve sleep, use your bed only for sleep and intimacy. Leave the bedroom if you can't fall asleep within an hour. Maintain consistent schedules, practice diaphragmatic breathing, minimize bright light exposure, and keep your room cool. Social connection powerfully shapes your brain. Your social brain, the orbital frontal cortex, mirror neurons, cingulate cortex, insula, and amygdala, requires human contact to develop. Physical touch triggers oxytocin, dopamine, and vasopressin, enhancing closeness while reducing stress hormones. Romanian orphan studies revealed social deprivation's devastating impact. Children institutionalized beyond 8 months showed progressively increasing cortisol. Those adopted after age 2 displayed significantly more behavioral problems and cognitive impairment, with brain scans revealing underactive orbital frontal cortex regions, visible neural damage from isolation. Attachment relationships formed in infancy persist into adulthood 68 to 75% of the time. Through the feed method and conscious relationship work, you can rewire even deeply ingrained attachment styles. Resilience isn't fixed. It's a skill you develop by rewiring your brain. Resilient people transform frustrations into learning opportunities, combining hope with action. Left frontal lobe activity promotes positivity and proactive attitudes, while right frontal lobe dominance correlates with anxiety and withdrawal. By repeatedly activating positive neural states, temporary states become stable traits. Stress-hardy people share three characteristics: commitment, feeling invested, control, seeing yourself as active participant, and challenge, viewing change as opportunity. These three C's create flow, that optimal state where you're fully engaged and time disappears. Cognitive reserve explains why highly educated people resist dementia. They've built neural networks through challenges, creating buffers against decline. The Nunn study showed highly educated nuns had more neural connections and fewer dementia symptoms, despite some having Alzheimer's pathology. Mindfulness meditation powerfully reshapes your brain. Studies of Tibetan monks reveal thicker left orbitofrontal cortices and synchronized neural activity. Long-term meditators show increased prefrontal cortex thickness and enlarged right insula, visible evidence of meditation's reshaping power. Angela's case proves this. Excessive health worries created real problems and countless doctor visits. Through mindfulness and the feed method, she learned to shift from worrying to being present, resulting in dramatically fewer doctor visits and genuinely better health.